This is the City of CS Real Estate and Lifestyle Show on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, and 92.5 FM. Southern Colorado's answer to all your real estate and local lifestyles questions. Now here's your host, Deborah Elliott Schultz.
Hello, my friends. Welcome to the City of CS Real Estate and Lifestyle Show. I'm Deborah Elliott Schultz, your host and realtor. This show is brought to you by American Liberty Mortgage, the preferred provider list, and the Brat Shop. Please be sure and go to our website, City of CS, and find out what businesses we highly recommend. We have a whole list of them in there, folks, and you can be rest assured they have been vetted. So I had an incident a couple of weeks ago that I'm going to share with you. And I really want, whether you're buying or selling, or even if you're not buying or selling, if you're a homeowner, I want you to listen up, okay? This is really important. So I had a closing. Lovely, lovely townhome. It had been beautifully loved, let's just say. It had been beautifully upgraded too and updated. It was very, very pristine. It was great. The day of closing went fine. We all went to closing. It closed. The buyers got their keys. The sellers got their money and everything was good to go. Now, I got to tell you, the seller, she's very, what's the word I want to look here? She looks for perfection. So you know that her house was just as clean as can be. Okay. And she took care of everything. It didn't matter what it was. It was a washer, dryer, garbage disposal. It didn't matter. But she lives her life in excellence. She retired from the Air Force, and that's the type of client she was. And this is my second contract that I've done with her. So everything was good to go. And then the next day I get a phone call from the buyer's agent and said, hey, did the seller do anything with the whole hot water heater? And I'm like, I don't think he didn't do anything with it. Like, she took off with it. What are you talking about? I said, what are you talking about? He said, well, it doesn't seem to be putting out any hot water. So I'm like, huh. Well, now, she had moved out of this home. It was vacant. The buyer had a thorough inspection, so it was working at that time. So I call up the seller, and I said, hey, you know, this is what's going on. She goes, no, I didn't do anything hot water heater, because I thought, well, maybe she put it in some, like, you know, efficiency mode where it's not going to kick in. You got to do something, right? I mean, you know, these things are going through my head. And she goes, no, didn't do anything like that. And I said, huh. I called back the buyer's agent. I said, no, she didn't do anything. The period between the home inspection and the closing, evidently something happened to this hot water heater. It died. When the buyer and his agent did walkthrough, which is an hour typically before closing, because you want to make sure that the appliances are still there. You want to make sure there's no broken windows. You want to make sure that the home is as you saw it with any inspection items that the seller was supposed to correct. Okay. That's why you're going in there. Because sometimes there are surprises. Maybe some kid in the neighborhood was playing baseball and a baseball went through the window or something like that. Things happen. Okay. And if that happens, then you don't close. You call up the listing agent and you say, hey, this is what we're seeing. Got to be fixed. And I've had that happen before. And I'll talk to you about that here in a few. So anyways, they did their walkthrough, went to closing. Everything was good to go. Evidently what they didn't do, and I'm not saying it would have happened then, but the hour before closing, nobody thought about turning on one of the tap waters, the hot water, to see if the hot water heater was still working. I got to tell you, in almost 17 years of doing this, I've never done that before. But you can be rest assured that every time I do a walkthrough now with my buyer, I am going to turn on the faucet and make sure the hot water is coming through, okay? So what lesson is there to learn from this? I'll tell you that here in just a few also. I have a friend who lives in another state. She just bought a house. And her husband have had nothing but bad things happen to them. If it hasn't been one thing, it's been another. Health issues, financial issues, you name it. And they did. They went through bankruptcy, I think, like 6-7 years ago. So now they're buying a house and they just closed on a house. They had the house inspected too. They're laying in bed and all of a sudden they're getting drips on their face in bed. There's a leak in the roof. But yet they had an inspector. Was the inspector ASHI or NASHI certified? That I don't know. I've asked her and she says, I don't know. Well, hopefully your realtor is helping you guide you to a good home inspector that is qualified, that is certified, okay? That's number one. It's very important that you do that. You don't ever want to hire an inspector that just decided, oh, today I'm going to be an inspector. I'm going to call my realtor friends and say, I'm in business now. I'm an inspector. No. They need to be qualified. Very, very important. Okay. The point I'm trying to make is things happen. And sometimes it's not anybody's fault. Things just, you know, happen. This hot water heater, for instance, my seller didn't hide anything, and she didn't know that there was anything wrong with a hot water heater, because trust me, she would have gotten a brand new one in there immediately. No problem there. But things happen. And between the time that the house was inspected to the time we went to closing was like a 3-week span. So, I mean, you know, that's 3 weeks of nobody using the hot water because the house was vacant. But yeah, the agent didn't turn on any of the hot water faucets to make sure the hot water heater was working. Like I said, I've never done that before. I never even thought about doing that before. We do check to make sure that the furnace is working when it's in the winter. Do we check for the central air? No, we don't. And the reason for that is because it's winter. And who knows if it's been serviced or whatever. So we don't do that. But definitely the furnace. You want to make sure that it's still alive and kicking. You know, just raise up the temp. Be sure you put the temperature back down to the temperature that you found it, because you haven't closed on the house yet. So surprises, surprises, right? Hey, I don't want to discourage you from buying a home, because there is a remedy for this. And I'll talk to you about that here in a few also. I guess the lesson that you can always learn, you got to be very, very diligent. You need to have a realtor also that's going to have your back and make sure that you have a qualified inspector. Now, regarding this hot water heater, they had a qualified inspector. That's not the issue. The issue is that the hot water heater, it died between that span of time. Things happen. And even though they did a walkthrough, they didn't check for the hot water heater, make sure it was working. I mean, who does that? I bet you if I call up 50 of my realtor friends and ask them that. I said, be perfectly honest with me. When you do a walkthrough, do you turn on any of the hot water faucets to make sure there's hot water coming from there and leave it on for a while and then go down and make sure that the hot water heater is kicking in because you're using the hot water? And I bet you, and I'm not a betting person, but I bet you money on it that every one of them will tell me no, that they don't do that. And if they do, I'm going to be like, what now? Come on. Why do you do that? What happened for you to do that? Did this happen? And that's why you do that? Could have been, right? So lesson learned for everyone. Yes, the buyers were highly upset, I'm sure. Of course, I didn't talk to them. I don't have the relationship with them. I had the seller. They have to invest in a new hot water heater. And those are expensive. Last time I put one in, I think it was like $1,800, high efficiency one. It could have been $2,000. Well-qualified company did it, of course. But they are pricey. And so now they've got an immediate expense of a hot water heater. And we felt bad for them. But again, things happen. Now, is it the responsibility of the seller to replace it? No, it's not. They already bought the property. It's theirs. The keys were given to them at closing. The seller got paid. We all walked our separate ways. Everything was good to go. And, you know, the buyer was excited to move into this beautiful townhome. Of course, we were all excited for them. I was excited for my client because now she's moved on with her life, doing her thing. And then a day later, maybe they had buyer's remorse. I know that I would be sore. I'm thinking everybody would be sore about that. But when you sit down, you think about it, things happen. You know, things just happen. Just, you know, in life, sometimes we're at the wrong place at the wrong time, right? Sometimes you're in the right place at the right time, though, too, right? All right. So, in our next half, I'm going to give you a remedy for this. And I want you to have paper and pen. And I'm hoping you've given great thought to what I've just talked about, okay? And that is having a plan, having a backup plan. Even if you own your own home and you plan on keeping your home, what should you do when things arise and you don't have the money to take care of it? Wonder if your refrigerator goes out and you don't have the funds. My guest, she's going to be the person actually that's going to remedy this problem. We'll be back here in just a few. Hey, in the meantime, I want you to go to our website, cityofcs.com, and find out all about what we do at City of CS Real Estate and Lifestyle. So please come on back, listen and learn. Is this the year for changes for you? Hi, this is Deborah Elliott Schultz with City of CS Real Estate and Lifestyle. If your changes include buying real estate, let us assist you. We have a long history of working with all buyers, from first-time home buyers to investors. Plus, we give back 25% of our commission to go towards your closing costs or lower your interest rate. Thinking of selling? Don't forget, we're the original flat listing fee experts in the area. Give us a call at 719-641-1357. That's 719-641-1357.
Financing a new home can be a daunting process for the buyer. However, there can be exceptions. Let me, Ryan Herbig with American Liberty Mortgage, be your exception. Let me assist you with all of your home financing needs. I give you my word that I will be there from the start of your loan to the day of closing and will do everything in my power to make it a smooth process. We also offer refinance loans and reverse home mortgages. We are the City of CS Show preferred lender. Let us show you why. Give us a call at 719-659-0043. That's 719-659-0043.
Hey, are you a brat or do you know a brat? No, I'm not talking about an out-of-control child. I'm talking about a military brat. What is a military brat? It's a child born into a military family has been given the term of endearment brat. What does it stand for? Bold, resilient, adaptable, and tenacious. It's a life that has the responsibility of being a military child, proudly representing America's youth around the world. The brat life is so special, so why not celebrate it? Go to thebratshop.com. That's thebratshop, S-H-O-P-P-E.com, and embrace the legacy.
Welcome back to the City of CS Real Estate and Lifestyle Show. Here's your host, Deborah Elliott Schultz.
Welcome back to the City of CS Real Estate and Lifestyle Show. I'm Deborah Elliott Schultz, and I've been discussing the fact that things can happen when you buy a home. And it can happen immediately. You'd be surprised, right? But if you were with us in the first segment, I talked about how a hot water heater died right after, or maybe even before, people had bought this one property. So things happen. So what do you do? You can't really prevent things from happening. I mean, you can. You can make sure that you're constantly taking care of your property, right? Maintenance is a big deal. Just like, we get hail. Who do you call? You call a local realtor, one that's licensed, by the way, and you have them inspect the roof. Then you get a new roof, right? That's good maintenance. You need to do that, okay? And by the way, just putting a little bug in your ear, just because you get a new roof doesn't mean it increases the value of your home. No. That's maintenance. If you don't get a new roof and it's needed, that will definitely lower the listing price. Okay. It is something you need to take care of. So maintenance is a big deal for your home. And sometimes things happen. So I do have a remedy though. So I have got Kirsten Coleman from Blue Ribbon Home Warranty in the studio with me today. Hello. How are you?
I'm fabulous. Thank you, Debbie.
So give us the remedy. What is a home buyer, even a seller for the home buyer, and even those staying put in their home, what can they do to protect themselves?
So do you have car insurance?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Would you drive a car without insurance?
Oh, no.
Okay. So why do you own a home without the insurance on the mechanical parts of the home? So right. We have homeowner's insurance, and that covers the structural damage. So mm-hmm. If you get that hail on the roof and you have insurance on the house, it's gonna fix that hail. But let's say in your water heater situation, if the water heater does more than just fail, it explodes, which sometimes it does, and starts leaking everywhere. Uh-huh. The insurance company, your homeowner's insurance, is going to take care of the water damage of the water heater.
Right.
Who's going to replace
that
water?
Water heater.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm going to replace that water heater.
Right. Right.
So, we couple together, and it's one of those items that I think every homeowner should have. In the water heater situation that you talked about with your seller, they could have put in place the warranty. And even if that water heater was known to fail before you closed, we would have covered it because we have what we call gap insurance.
All right. Well, let's talk about what exactly is Blue Ribbon Home Warranty. What is it?
Blue Ribbon Home Warranty is a contract that covers mechanical parts of the home. Furnace, air conditioner, water heater, electrical plumbing, your kitchen appliances, your garage door opener, your washer dryer. We can even cover things like septic tanks, wells, hot tubs, all of those additional items too that may be outside the home. They are additional riders, so you have to make sure that when you purchase a home warranty with Blue Ribbon, you get exactly the coverage you need. So we do start with the Silver Plan. Mm-hmm. And that covers, your average home, which most of us do own, me included, which is a furnace, water heater, electrical plumbing, all the kitchen appliances to include garbage disposal, dishwasher, trash compactors, if you have them, those are something from the 80s, refrigerator, oven range and hood, all those types of things are included in the Silver Plan and a garage door opener.
You said electrical and plumbing?
Yes.
Okay.
electrical and plumbing.
Okay.
And what we cover for is normal wear and tear. So the kind of things that aren't covered is if your young child flushes a Hot Wheel down the toilet and it clogs the toilet.
All right.
That would not be covered under the plumbing.
Okay.
But if it gets clogged with normal wear and tear, which we all have, we take showers, we wash our faces, mm-hmm. pipes get clogged, we're going to do that. Take care of
okay.
that.
Okay. So case in point. This is another thing that happened. Of course, folks, you got to remember, I've been doing this a long time, okay? So, I mean, as a realtor, things happen. I mean, it just does. A very long time ago, I had an investor who put the house up in the market, and we had lots and lots of offers. We closed probably 2 days later. The realtor calls me, the buyer's realtor calls me and says, we've got a sewage backup in the house. Well, they didn't have the inspector do a scoping. So there was roots growing into the plumbing. Is this something that would be covered?
No.
Okay.
And yes. So if you have a home that has mm-hmm. big trees in the front yard, mm-hmm. and after doing this for 21 years, I have quite a few horror stories too, but the trees mm-hmm. in the front yard, everybody does it. And it's such a terrible mistake. Because those trees will get large and they will grow into the pipes because they want water.
Sure.
So there is an additional rider that you can get. So if you have that situation, and that's why it's always a good idea to call me so that we can talk about what you're covering and I can make sure you have all the proper coverages that you would need. But most home warranty companies will not go outside the foundation of the house.
Okay.
Unless you do additional riders.
So what additional rider would that be?
Debbie, we do have the Premier Upgrade, which would clean out that sewer line that they did not have scoped.
Okay.
And then they can figure out what kind of damage those roots have caused and go from there.
Okay. So preventative medicine on that one is to always have it, I know it's a brand name, but I'm Roto-Rooted, cleaned out. Have your pipes cleaned out every year. I know I do. I've got a massive tree in my front yard. The other thing is too, and I hate to say this, but don't plant willows. This is an arid climate and they do search for water. And I don't know if you've all been listening to my show. We're going in almost our seventh year now, but I had to cut down my humongous, beautiful, healthy weeping willow for preventative measures because
that's right.
It was going, the roots were encroaching on my neighbor's yards and I didn't want anything to happen to their pipes. Certainly not ours also. So it's preventative. So the Blue Ribbon Home Warranty takes care of a lot of items. And this is preventative medicine, really, if a person was to get this coverage.
That's right.
Preventative as far as not having to freak out when something happens, right?
And I don't want people to think that, you know, our costs are, you know, like insurances out there because we are not an insurance company. So our costs, if you have one system fail,
mm-hmm.
it's paid for itself for the whole year.
Oh, so, for sure.
Yeah, and we do 14 months for a buyer and up to 9 months for a seller. We also offer a complimentary inspection of the mechanical parts for the seller at time of listing. And so if you have a listing, sign it up right away,
mm-hmm.
get that seller covered so that if anything does happen to that water heater prior to closing, we will come out and replace it.
Homeowners too, people that just are not going to be selling their property. I mean, this is great to have.
Absolutely. I have it on my home. It can be done with monthly payments. It's very, very affordable. And you just never know. Like you said, things happen. So you never know when something's going to fail. You can't anticipate that.
So can you also get insurance if you have a modular or mobile home?
Absolutely.
Okay. So that covers that also.
Absolutely.
Very good. Now, so if somebody has a problem, let's just say their furnace isn't working. What do they do? Call an 800 number. And then you all have your contractors that you all have, is that correct?
Yes. Actually, it's not even an 800 number. It's a 303 number because we are in the state of Colorado only. We here care about Colorado. And then we will send the order to a vendor that's local for that person.
Mm-hmm.
That vendor will call the person and schedule the appointment that's applicable for that system.
Okay. So you don't just call your own contractor. You all have your contractors that you work with that fulfills the obligations of this warranty then.
That is correct. We want to make sure they get great service mm-hmm. and they're not upsold on anything.
So if the buyer would have gotten one of these warranties, they would have been covered for sure with the hot water heater.
Yep.
No doubt.
$65 copay, and then the terms and limitations in the contract. There's always a contract in everything you do.
Oh, of course. Yeah, of course.
So, right. You know, it's definitely worth that $500 a year mm-hmm. for our top of the line package to be able to take care of those systems for you.
And let me tell you something. You know, being a homeowner is a wonderful thing. It just really is. You know, you don't want to be a renter for the rest of your life. You want to have something to show for your money. So don't let things like this scare you, okay? Things happen. And that's why you need to have this warranty. That's why you should always have a household fund separate from your other accounts. You just need to do that. Whether it's paying for a copay or paying for something else for the house, right? New
yeah.
decorations, whatever it may be. So how can people reach out to you and to find out more about this Blue Ribbon warranty?
Well, I'm easily reached here locally at 719-229-1199. And that is Blue Ribbon Home Warranty. And just call me. That's the easiest way to do it, because there's nothing better than knowing there's somebody on the other line that's going to take good care of you and knows exactly what you need for your home.
I really encourage you to get this coverage, because there's nothing worse than having something happen and you don't have the funds to take care of it. You know, I have a lot of young buyers and they work hard and they've reached that the American dream is to own a home. And a lot of times they haven't saved enough money to take care of an issue. So this is an inexpensive way to have that coverage to take care of something might happen. You know, instead of sitting there in front of the TV and watching, oh my gosh, one of the refrigerator goes out. So thank you so much, Kirsten. I really appreciate it. Again, you can reach Kirsten at 719-229-1199. And be rest assured, you are working with a Colorado company. It's not somebody out in New York City or something like that. It's a local Colorado company. So I hope you have learned something today. Thank you so much for coming. I really appreciate
it. Thank you for the invitation. It's
absolutely
a thrill.
So like I said, buying a home, it's a wonderful experience. Don't let this shy you away from it. Hey, if you're thinking about selling a home or buying a home, don't forget about City of CS Real Estate and Lifestyle Company. Started this company because I believe that people should be offered a flat listing fee. We are the local original flat listing fee company here in Colorado Springs. There's no gimmicks. We do everything we're supposed to do to get your home sold. We even have a professional photographer take pictures of your home. And if you're thinking of buying, we give 25% of our commission back to the buyer to help pay for closing costs or for the down payment of the home. Hey, even if you're paying cash, we're going to give you 25% back of our commission. I know it sounds too good to be true, but go to our website, cityofcs.com, and find out more about it, or give me a call, 719-641-1357. That's Deborah Elliott Schultz, 719-641-1357. Hey, a big thank you to our sponsors, American Liberty Mortgage, and Ryan Herbig is our go-to for all of our home buyers, investors, and those that need to refinance. Ryan is your source for your financing questions. Give Ryan a call at 719-659-0043. That's 719-659-0043. Hey, we have a preferred provider list for the Colorado Springs Real Estate and Lifestyle Show. If you're interested in having your company on our website, or maybe even I talking to you about it here on the show, give me a call, 719-641-1357. I'd love to see you be a sponsor of the City of CS Real Estate and Lifestyle Show, 719-641-1357. Hey, and go to our website, cityofcs.com, and look at our preferred provider list. I think you're going to be pleasantly surprised. And our newest sponsor is The Brat Shop, proudly representing America's youth around the world. Go to thebratshop.com and be sure you go to The Brat Shop Facebook page and please like it. That's The Brat Shop, shoppe.com, and embrace the legacy. Hey, thanks so much for tuning in today. I really appreciate it. Remember to always arrive alive. Don't text and drive, folks. And also, it's never too late to become the person you're meant to be.
The proceeding was a paid program on KRDO News Radio. KRDO News Radio does not confirm nor deny the validity or accuracy of the information contained in this program. And the views expressed do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of the staff and management of KRDO News Radio.